This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Stephan here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now. Okay, some good news about a wonderful family that adopted an elderly neighbor, calling this man an honorary grandpa for heartwarming moments. Moved from Texas to the East Coast. This family adopted a neighborhood senior who jumped in when they moved into the neighborhood to welcome them. 82-year-old Paul Callahan brought the Carabello family some warmth and sunshine and love, and so the family's bonded. The youngsters, there are eight. Am I got this right? They have eight youngsters in this family. Woo-wee. This fellow, his wife passed away, I guess, a few years ago, and he's looking months ago.
Yeah, 6 months ago. Not 6 months ago, but 6 months before the family moved to the neighborhood.
Ah, okay.
So he was pretty, so I think we can call that freshly widowed.
Yeah, right. So, under the circumstances, he had time, he had his ability to, you know, the teach youngsters, I've found that to be the case. I'm teaching my grandchildren a lot of things that are practical, that maybe their fathers know something about, maybe they don't. But it's different coming from the grandfather than it is from the father. It just is. Like grandmothers and mothers, it's a whole different thing. Because there isn't the pressure on the grandparents to make sure that it's all right. Except it is usually all right. I know that I'm very conscious of my role with my two grandsons, and I can feel it coming back to me, especially with Miles, who's now, he'll be nine in December. He's very observant, and he loves the things that he can do with me, and I love the way he just kind of dances around when I show up. Gramps, what are we going to do? So that's a good, that's a wonderful thing for both that fellow who's 82 and the neighbors.
Well, and it's also a reminder to check on your neighbors who are older and do live alone. And because some people don't have any family, not only around them or near them, but period. Some people are truly alone. And it just, I think a lot of people, they need that camaraderie. They need that human interaction.
Yep. There's a poll out this week of mothers and fathers, caregivers, finding that 84% consider raising children to be the greatest thing that ever happened. How could you argue with that? And in that subset, the question was, what was the best part about that? And cuddles came out as number one. Other favorite aspects, Jay, seeing the personalities develop. My God, I'm looking at my grandson Jasper, and how he's so expressive and laughs so much, and he makes my son laugh as much as he does the funny things. And my quirky other grandson, Miles, he's the funniest, most smartest little kid, and I just want to be around him. I just love being around him. So anyway, this survey of 1,300 adults looking at children, trying to figure out how to bottle up this energy, right? Bottle up the energy of the children. And your energy, what you feel like. The happiness, of course.
Yeah. When it's what you love. I liked kids that I was related to. I liked babies and children who were my friends' kids. But I was not a child person. And then having my son Mac, it changed my DNA. Like, it absolutely changed my soul.
Oh, yeah.
and just how funny they are. And to, I never understood when a parent would say, oh, to see the world through their eyes, or when they're experiencing something for the first time. And now I get that. And it's just this wonder. And like you, Doug, you say you get to be a child all the time when you play with your grandson. And it's so much fun. And let's be real. A lot of us, we buy toys for children because we want to play with them too. We get an excuse to.
So, would you like, we're going to post these on gooddayshow.com, the 22 best things about being a parent. And the focus here is for children under the age of 13, but I think the same about my grown children. My daughter, Brendan, and my son and I were talking about this last night because we were talking about having a car. I sold the one that I had in Los Angeles, but I like having a car there for myself when I'm there. And so Brendan said, hey, Dad, next time you get a car, because they have a couple cars, but sometimes they need a third car for whatever. They have small cars and they want to all go out together. So if I get a car, they can use that to go on road trips and stuff. And so he said to me last night, Dad, I really think you should get what you want. Never mind what I think I need. You get what you want. And I laughed. I said, so you had lunch with your sister, right? And he said, yeah, how'd you know? I said, because she and I were talking about that, because I said the same thing. They've moved, and they have a place, and they've always had, well, they when they first got married, they had a couple of cars, and then they got rid of one because they were close to their work at UCLA, and they didn't need two cars. Well, now they've moved away, 14 or 15 minutes further away. It doesn't seem like that much. Megan just soon ride her bike to school on good weather days than to take the car. So, at any rate, I said, okay, well, we'll get a car and we'll all share it. And so she said, well, you're going to get another Range Rover, right? And I said, yeah, probably, even though Brendan wants me to get something that's more economical. And so she just chuckled. And that's the other thing. Talking about the things that are best about being a parent, when Megan wants to be chatty, I often call them. But once a week, she'll call me, and she just wants to talk. And you must do that with your, well, you don't have to go far away because you're right there.
I don't have to go in very far, but before, I always, I mean, I talk to them, text with them, actual phone calls every day.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, here are the best things about being a parent. See how many of these you can check off. All right. And again, we'll post them at, on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Number 22, buying them toys. You secretly want to, that's what you just said, right? You want to play with these toys yourself.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah, it is. A lot of fun. I bought, there was an auction this spring of an old, it was like a toy store. And it was, I say like a toy store because it wasn't really. It was like a train, one of those old train stores. Anyway, so it had Erector sets that I remember having when I was. They're made out of metal. They're not made out of plastic. They're not Legos. So I bought all of them in the store. I think I paid $10 a piece for them. And I brought them back in their original cases that go back to the 1940s. And I'm going to see when Miles comes in a couple of weeks how he takes these things and what he does with them. They're the original Erector sets. And people that have been around for a while know what I'm talking about. Okay, number 21 on the list, hearing them talk to themselves. Yes, Miles is great at that. I don't think that Jasper's old enough yet. Does Mac talk to himself? Is he in that point?
Yeah, he talks to himself, or when he's playing by himself, talks with his toys.
Yeah.
When he talks in his sleep, that kills me every time. It is so cute.
Okay, number 20 on this list, getting to make friends with other parents. That's cool. Number 19.
No, maybe not. Depends if you're extrovert or introvert.
I suppose, yeah. I'll keep my child to myself. Thank you very much. Number 19, taking your children to the zoo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh. Number 18, you appreciate your parents more. Again, these are the best things about being a parent to youngsters who are not yet teenagers. Number 17, the cute compliments that they give to you. Oh, Mommy, you're so beautiful.
Oh, they are just so the sweetest. That's what
they are.
The thing where he says,
bottle it.
Miss you, Mommy.
Yeah, bottle it. 16, feeling like their hero. Yeah. You're my hero, Gramps. Number 15, listening to conversations that they have with other children. Ah! Miles has this friend, this little girl. forgetting what her name is, but I'll stand where they're having playtime in the playground. If I go with Megan to school to just kind of be there, watching them have this serious, these serious conversations about stuff. It's fabulous. Number 14, reading bedtime stories. Yep.
Amazing.
All right. Number 13, watching children's films together. Not so much. 12.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, I will.
Amazing.
I did. Number 12.
Although I did that before I had a child, so you know.
Yeah. Learning new things with them. Yep. Number 11, seeing the world through their eyes. Amen, brother. Birthday celebrations are number 10 on the list of the best things about being a parent. To those who are under teenage years, the many quirky and wonderful questions they ask. Oh, my God, yes. Yep. Number 8 on this list, seeing them do something that you've taught them to do. They pick it up, yeah. Reliving the magic of Christmas. Number 7, that's for sure. Number 6, they make you appreciate small things in life much more.
Oh, very true.
Yep. Number 5, having new experiences with them for the first time. Number 4, hearing some of the funny things that they say. Oh, my God. They don't know how funny they are. Because, they just make us laugh. Is it because we're looking at ourselves? Is that part of it, do you think? We're looking at our children, but we're looking at ourselves, really.
I think there is a comedic genius and an untaught wit that is just part of their very DNA and genetic makeup that almost catches you off guard with how funny they can be, and that's why it's so funny.
Yeah. Number 2, watching their personalities develop. And the number 1 thing, best thing about being a parent to children under the age of 13 is the cuddles. As we started with that, and we circle back around to it. As I look at the numbers here, about a 25% of those responding think they have new experiences for the first time with their children. And that is the child having, I think the experience is both ways, isn't it? The child has that first experience, that first discovery of something, and you may be going through stuff that you never experienced, discovered, or knew that you have with your children, or maybe your grandchildren.
Or experiences like something, going somewhere that you've never been, taking your child, and you're both experiencing this location for the very first time, or this activity.
Yeah, all right, so there it is. Check it out online, our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Dancing with tick bites. This is could be the seasonal headline for the Warren Eckstein visit on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I have the pet show host Warren Eckstein here with us to celebrate Tick Bite Prevention Week. And you knew the ticks around the country and around the world, one of the most important groups of beings. Can you call a tick a being? There are 140 different species of ticks. I remember collecting, being on the farm, Warren, ticks all over the place, but you don't have to have them. I don't remember getting ticks, though, on Charlotte in Los Angeles. When you're walking your dogs, do you have a problem with ticks there?
Not so much on the West Coast. I'm sure they're around. No. People call me on the show with ticks, more in the more rural areas. But ticks, I used to come home covered head to toe with ticks. And the reason for that is
New York, yeah.
Well, I was on Long Island, first of all, and I was training dogs for some of the police departments. And when you're training them for tracking, using the weeds and the high grasses and everything.
Sure.
I would come home. So, yeah, and you got to be real careful. There's all kinds of things that ticks can spread. So, and most people, when a dog gets a tick, they have no idea what to do if they get a tick on themselves. What they do is they'll try to, the old thing, put a match on the back of it and burn it, and they'll back out, a tweezer. But here's the problem. If you see a tick on your dog or yourself, and you take a tweezer and you try to take it out, most of the time you're pulling off the sack, but not the head. Mm-hmm. The blood is where all the problem is, in that little sack. So that's what's going to cause the infection. So you got to make sure you get the entire tick out, not just that sack. You don't want to break that. You want to get the entire tick out, head and all. Now, there are products on the market specifically that, tick removers. So you got to be real careful with ticks. They can cause a lot of different problems.
I put hydrogen peroxide. I just spray it. And the tick, usually the head comes out then, and you can get it. I think there are other things. But then we get back around to tick and flea collars, and what you recommend, this is something, this is a big business. You see these ads all over the place this time of year for the various tick. There's the commercial stuff. They put pesticides and ugly stuff on them, and then there are the all-natural ones, and some people make their own. What do you recommend?
I don't use any type of collar that has any type of chemical that's going to go around my dog's neck. I am not a flea collar fan or a tick collar fan. However, what I do is I'll take a flea collar and cut it up and put it in my vacuum cleaner. So when I vacuum the house, any fleas or tick eggs are vacuumed up and they don't check out. But I don't use them on my dog. I have made my own flea prevention things in the past and tick prevention.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's how we talked about that. What do you use?
I used to boil like grapefruit peels and orange peels. They don't like citrus. And citrus peels, I would boil them up, I would strain them, and mix some water with it, and make it into like a spray.
Isn't that where they smell good?
the
citrus thing, there's a candle, and I think there's also, what is it called, citron or something like that?
Citronella.
Also is a collar? Citronella, that's it, right. Yeah, it's supposed to be do the same sort of thing.
Citronella smells. That's what keeps the animals away, right?
If you
were a dog or a cat, would you want to walk around smelling citronella 24/7? I don't know if I would. So the best thing to do and the most important thing to do with fleas and ticks is when you're treating your pet, you need to treat the environment at the same time. Because if you don't treat the environment at the same time, it's a losing battle. You're just not going to win. They just keep coming back. That's why that flea collar put into the vacuum cleaner bag is really, really, really critical. Because if you don't get the environment cleaned up. So you got to be really careful. And you know what I do is I massage my dogs. I was going to say every day, but I probably do it like 4 times a week. And the reason I massage them is several reasons. Number one, to see if there's any lumps or bumps that I might miss and I want to take care of. But also to check to see if there's any fleas. And in terms of fleas, let me just tell people, everything on the market available for fleas might be okay. But I use the old-fashioned flea comb. You can get a flea comb in any pet store. Use a flea comb. It's really easy to use. You put it through the dog. Any fleas will wind up on the comb. You dip them in some alcohol, and they're dead. I prefer a flea comb versus all the chemicals that are out there.
I put them down the garbage disposal. Grind
they can come, yeah, but they might come back that way. You never
know. They grind them up. How are they going to come back?
But with the eggs, the eggs are so tiny. They can
grind
stay at the bottom. You know? So I prefer a little alcohol. A little alcohol is a lot better. Just dip them in some rubbing alcohol.
Congratulations to some of the hero dogs. Remember the all the earthquakes in the last week or two in Turkey and in Syria, and the rescuers coming from all around the world to aid in the efforts. And one of the things that was most marked about some of the people that came from the U.S. and Israel and El Salvador were their dogs. They brought their dogs with them to help find their 140 dogs that were inside of Turkey and Syria to help a number of different breeds. I thought this was pretty interesting that the national carrier Turkish Airlines gave them free rides to go over there.
Amazing animals.
Huh? Isn't that a great? I think that's a great story. Yeah, it is. All right. Well, you always have great stories. Listen to Warren every weekend, if you please, on The Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com. Find the station. A lot of the same stations that carry this program are smart enough to carry Warren. Good advice for pet owners, always there. Warren Eckstein with Doug and Jay, 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A top White House official says there's a real risk of the Israel-Hamas war becoming a wider conflict. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reported the United States is working with other countries in the Middle East to thwart that possibility. The White House says President Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone yesterday to discuss efforts to locate and free the more than 220 human hostages and getting humanitarian aid into Gaza. Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says better mental health oversight was needed with the accused gunman in last week's mass shooting in Maine. DeSantis said a reported mental health intervention for suspected shooter Robert Card wasn't enough. DeSantis said he would be more aggressive in cases where someone demonstrates a danger to society instead of the government seizing weapons from citizens. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I'm here to tell you how great the Good Day program is, because I think it is. But then that's a little prejudiced. I think Jay Kirkman probably would agree. And maybe there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who would agree as well. What's here is good for you. The master list is here of things for us to talk about on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirshner is graciously along for the conversation. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some good news. This is a study on the harmful health effects of sitting on your fat butt. It is advised, after looking at, didn't quite get qualified that way. That's not quite the headline, but you know, I interpret things a little bit. And sitting around is not good for you. Maybe that's why I'm as well off as I am, because I don't sit still very long. I find when I have to sit, like from now until 18 past the hour, right? It's 10 minutes. That's all I can do to sit. It's nothing, I don't have the heebie-jeebies. I just like to keep moving. I keep my mind moving, my mouth moving, body moving, all that good stuff.
So if you're into that, that's great. You'll be happy to know that if you are taking a 5-minute walk every half hour, you will live to be 145. Just like we were saying. Right? The woman who just died?
Dr. Doug says.
Dr. Doug, practicing without a license.
There are so... practicing without a license. Uh-huh. There are so many jobs that are desk jobs where people will sit, yeah. And if you're not paying attention, it is very easy to get lost in your work, which your bosses, yep. I'm sure,
slouched over the computer.
But yeah, but then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I haven't stood up in a while. I need to go to stand up, and it hurts. You are very aware of your tailbone,
back, like legs
stuck in that condition.
Ugh, terrible. Yeah, I just had my one of my annual, semi-annual physicals, do the blood work and all that stuff. Blood pressure. And what I find in talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus and to the other fellow who locally interprets all these metrics is that the amount of blood sugar that you have and your blood pressure is directly related to how much you move. So if you don't move, your heart doesn't exercise either, so therefore you kaput. It's like people who are so eager to retire. I'm going to retire early. 62, yep. And by the time they're 63, they're deader than a mackerel because they don't know what to do with themselves except sit around, watch TV, argue with their wives or their husbands, and so what's that get you? So, waking up, this is the picture. You're an office worker. You wake up in the morning, maybe have some breakfast if you're smart. You talk with your spouse. Talk with your children, the day begins, but you're sitting at the table having your breakfast, right? Then you go out and you sit in your car, and then you get to the office and you sit in your seat at the office, and at lunch you sit down, right? So by the time you get out of work and you sit in your car and you get home and you sit down for dinner and then you sit down and watch TV and then you sit down and read, right? Pretty important picture that I'm painting here, right?
But to rewind a little bit, there are the big BOSU balls that a lot of times people will use instead of chairs, so it kind of helps keep their hips to keep moving. A lot of people have those standing desks or even treadmill desks. But to touch on your point with eating breakfast, aren't there other studies that say we should not stand while eating breakfast? We should take the moment to sit.
Of course, there's always some
multitask breakfast, like only focus on just eating, not doing other things and all of that.
Yeah, I've seen that. People criticize me because most of the time I stand up because I'm doing something else while I'm eating. I don't really take a meal, per se, except once in a while I get home early enough and I've decided I want to watch an hour of television or something, then I'll eat sitting down while I'm watching, you know, Law and Order or something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, when I run around here in between breaks, I'm having my fruit, I'm feeding Daisy, I'm thinking about, okay, what are we going to talk about in the next half hour? I better go back and look this up or that up, you know, that sort of thing. So anyway, this study is published in the Medicine, Science, and Sports Journal. Kenneth Diaz asked 11 healthy middle-aged individuals to complete an experiment in which they sat in a lab for 8 hours a day for 5 days to represent what he figured was a normal work week. Some days they sat for the whole 8 hours, only going to the bathroom. Other hours they were engaged in short bouts of walking, different regularities, find the lowest amount of movement possible for them to survive, and what it did to their blood sugar levels and their blood pressure. So he writes in his findings, quote, "We found that a 5-minute light walk every half hour was the only strategy that reduced blood sugar levels compared with sitting all day." In particular, he said 5-minute walks every half hour reduced the spike after eating by 60%. And that strategy also reduced blood pressure by 4 to 5 points compared with sitting all day long. So you're supposed to move, your blood pressure is supposed to go up and down. It's not supposed to stay the same all the time. Like when my normal blood pressure is what, 110 over 70, 110 over 68. So when I run up a pair of stairs like I did the other day to do my physical, I run up three flights of stairs. And I run. So like a dummy, I'm expecting to get an accurate reading. So the lady, first thing when you sit down in the office, says, "Oh, let me take your blood pressure." So it's 133 instead of 110 over 70. And that's what's good for you. You got to get that, move it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the definition of good exercise?
I think that also depends on your personal body type, too, because we've noticed that some people do better with more cardio than weightlifting. Other people do better with weight training. And also, it's whatever it is that you actually like doing that you're going to do. Like if you're more into yoga or spinning, or you're more into actually doing team sports. We see people, and we see this all the time on different good news outlets of ways to up your health, that gardening is really well. Who is it? Elizabeth Hurley, who is like, how does she stay so fit? She gardens. That is her only form of exercise.
Right.
She gardens like all day long.
Mm-hmm. Mine is different. I do exercise, do resistance training, that sort of thing. But I also run around on the farm. I'm literally moving pretty much every minute. Might jump on a tractor, whatever it is. But I'm in movement. Constant movement is good for your body and your brain. All right, so there you go. That's the secret to living to be 145 years old. You just heard it here. It makes listening to this program worthwhile, right? Everything else you heard today can go by the wayside, right?
Live long
Get
enough
that
to
exercise.
Change your life.
Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They prepare, they're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works. And it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not... I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is
what we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not, because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because it's worth the $25 million, to be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across. There are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
And they've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is
These guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing. What a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had, I go, sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing. There's no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program. And this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together. They, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, excuse me, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, it's a, you know, it's like, with Uber is $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. But what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place. Right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Here, here.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, the people that throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
Throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, Kenna, what's the matter with you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag. A good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after. This is Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Hi,
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Day program. Doug Steffen here with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. Big news when it comes to cars and all the good stuff that comes with having a nice car or a good pickup truck or whatever it is that the folks at Ford have made a deal with the United Auto Workers. So they get a 25% raise. What else? What do you see as the highlights? And does this automatically mean that Chrysler and GM will follow suit? Because that's usually what happens, right? One company caves or makes an agreement and everybody else follows suit. Yeah.
Yes, you'd think that GM would go first, being that they're probably a little bit bigger than Ford. But no, Ford made the contract. Interesting enough, they said the contract will add about $1.5 billion to Ford's annual labor costs, which is pretty incredible when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The per-hour cost raises from $67 to $88 an hour by 2027. The strike itself actually cost Ford $1.3 billion in loss of production, which was 77,000 vehicles. Mm-hmm. That's the incredible one. And then we expect everybody else to follow suit sooner or later for about the same deal. They like to do the same deal across the board, because what happens is that then when they sign the contracts with the other auto manufacturers, they all come up at the same time, and then they can use everybody as a big bargaining chip. So it's ostensibly over. It has to be ratified and agreed on by the workers, but and then signed, of course. But it looks like by Christmas, we'll have just forgotten this all happened, and we'll just be paying more for our cars. That's all.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you look back at the stats, what these guys were being paid in like 1999 and 2000 versus what now, fast forward 25 years, the raise they got in this contract was more than what they were making an hour 25 years ago. Putting it in that perspective, just wow. Think about that.
And you always think as labor unions as something that's very democratic, right? And everybody gets the same deal. In fact, no, it's a hierarchical thing. So some of the workers will get massive increases, and some other workers will actually get nominal increases of $8 an hour over the next 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right. Toyota is recalling 750,000 Highlanders here because the bumper covers are falling off. What the heck is that? That's not a safety issue, is it?
No, well, I mean, so here's the deal. Toyotas, you and I both know, Toyotas are pretty bulletproof. Like, these things just go forever.
People like them.
You know, I tell people never to do this, but you could probably run them for 180,000 miles without your oil being changed. So this is a minor hiccup in Toyota's sort of long production line. They're very, very precise, and they're very accurate, and they do a really good job of putting vehicles together. The opposite of some other companies, but you can pretty much trust that these things, they may not be very inspirational, but they very much are long-lasting vehicles. And them taking this for a recall, saying, hey, listen, we need this to be fixed immediately and doing that. It's just the way that Toyota like to operate, making sure that everything is done properly from start to finish. So a good deal for them. I think it's unfortunate that they weren't, they had a problem with those bumpers, but it could be a safety issue if it falls off in the middle of a highway.
Yeah.
But ultimately, they're fixing the problem.
Yeah.
So.
All right. If you're a fan of Tesla, a friend of mine bought an electric car this week and got, I think, a $7,500 tax credit from the feds.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons people, not because they love electric cars, but because they're getting all of this stuff the taxpayers are paying to incentivize a political philosophy, which doesn't work, frankly. But, you know, who's going to tell Joe Biden that and have him listen? Anyway, so Hertz has been buying a lot of Teslas, but it seems that's not going to fare too well for them. They went bankrupt during COVID. They aren't that strong now. And so they've been buying all these Teslas. They've got, how many have they got? 100,000? Good God.
No, not quite that many. I mean, 35,000 Teslas in general. They have about another 15,000 that are just other electric cars. The thing is, though, that Tesla's really messed with Hertz, and it's causing a huge shrinkage in the valuation of Hertz right now, because Tesla are now selling their vehicles less than they paid for, that Hertz paid for them, and that's bad money. Means you're losing money when you sell them.
Yeah, great. And all these car rental places love to sell the cars after they get to a certain age or a certain mileage thing. So, Nick Miles, check out his website, which is rautoexpert.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.